This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision-making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Firestone tires are more than just rubber and tread. They're destination seekers, just like you. And this summer, Firestone can help you get the most out of your tires and your tank. Right now, when you buy four eligible Firestone tires, you'll receive a $70 Firestone Gas prepaid MasterCard. Offer valid May 14th through July 8th of 2012. Mail-in claim form required. See participating Firestone dealer for eligible tires and complete details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank. Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
12 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. July wheat trading at 737, up 11. September wheat trading at 755 and 3 quarter, up 9 and 3 quarter. July corn trading at 667 and a half, up 15 and 1 half. September corn trading at 635 and a half, up 9 and a quarter. July soybeans now trading at 14.79 and 3 quarter, up 13 and 3 quarter. August beans trading at 14.57 and a quarter. That is up 11. The overnight crude oil market, $2.05 higher at $79.74. The Brent crude, $2.07 higher at $93.43. The August gold contract, $18.50 higher at $1,569. The U.S. dollar index, 0.621 lower at 82.090. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat closed at 726. That was down 6. September wheat ended at 746, down 5 and a quarter. December wheat closed at 766 and 3 quarter, down 5 and a half. July corn yesterday closed at 652. That was up 2 and a half. September corn closed at 626 and a quarter, down 1 and 1 quarter. December corn closed at 632 and a quarter, down 3 quarter. July soybeans yesterday closed at 1466, down a nickel. August beans closed at 1446 and a quarter, down 9 and 3 quarter. September beans closed at 1417 and a half, down 8 and a half. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 426.60, down 14. August meal closed at 421.30, down 24. September meal closed at 415.40, down 22. July soybean oil yesterday closed at 50.92, down 44. August oil closed at 51.09, down 45. September oil closed at 51.28, down 44. July oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 334, down 13 and 3 quarter. September oats closed at 336, down 1.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon. More traders evened positions at the Board of Trade as they prepared for the release of two major crop reports by the USDA. Friday morning, the USDA will release their quarterly grain stocks and planting intention reports. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent lower at 6.49 to 6.64. Soybeans traded 5 to 6 cents lower at 14.51 to 14.62. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids mixed, ranging from 6.58 to 6.76. Soybeans mostly 5 to 6 cents weaker at 14.52 to 14.68, while the wheat bids were mostly 4 to 6 cents lower as well at 6.95 to 7.10. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 6.55 to 6.97, soybeans down 4 to 5 cents at 14.59 to 14.74, and the cash wheat bids mostly 4 to 6 lower at 7.09 to 7.53.
It's coming up on 6.16 on this Saturday, or excuse me, this Friday morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. July hogs closed at 96.72, up 115. August hogs closed at 93.90, up 220. October hogs closed at 81.97, up 92. June cattle yesterday closed at 116.50, up a dime. August cattle closed at 119.32, up 207. October cattle closed at 123.30, up 202. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 150.45, up $1.60. September feeders closed at 153.37, up $1.47. October feeders closed at 155.05, up 220. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Thursday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 6,700 head today. They're trading $1.08 higher from 92 to 98.75 with a weighted average of 96.88. And in Illinois today, there were 16,450 head of bears and gilts sold. The primal cutout value for a hog carcass was down $3.41 today at 96.15. Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report, sows traded steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 43 to 45, 4 to 5 weights from $44 to $48, and over 500 pounds from 47 to 51. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady to a dollar lower today from $66 to $68. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, hogs are at 409,000 on the day, that's up 11,000 from last week and up 4,000 from last year. Cattle are at 124,000 on the day. That's down 4,000 from last week and down 6,000 from last year. The USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 128 fabricated loads and 35 trim loads. Choice carcasses were down $1.81 at $1.96.12, while selects advanced 1 penny at $1.80.33, leaving the choice select spread at $15.79. At the Greenville Livestock Auction on Wednesday, they had 975 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 2 to 2.5 lower. Choice steers from $1.17 to $1.20, while select and choice cattle were at $1.12.5 to $1.17. Select and choice heifers from $1.13 to $1.16.5, and select heifers from $1.07.5 to $1.14. At the Rushville Livestock Auction, also on Wednesday, they had 400 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers sold 3 to 5 lower. Choice steers from $1.14 to $1.20, while select cattle traded from $1.09 to $1.10. Choice Holsteins from $1.06 to $1.08.75, and choice heifers from $1.13.5 to $1.18. In the slaughter cow division, you had breaking type cows from $80 to $87.5, boning type cows from $76.5 to $79.75, and lean cows from $66.5 to $73. And at the Walnut Livestock Auction, the opening report for Thursday, they estimate 265 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers are trading $1 to $3 lower. Choice steers from $1.18.5 to $1.24.25, choice Holsteins from $1.03 to $1.07, and choice heifers from $1.17 to $1.21. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. Butter, $1.52 unchanged. For block cheese, $1.65 down a quarter. For barrel cheese, $167.50 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk at the end yesterday, $15.63. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $6.70. For July, $6.34. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.62. For July, $6.31. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $14.60. For July, $14.32. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.96. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield $6.70, corn at Scottville $6.62, beans at Scottville or Greenfield $14.60, wheat at Scottville $6.96. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday. From WSMI, WSMI FM 106, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Greenyard Lawn Care by FS is currently applying steps 3 and 4 of its 6-part program. It's the time of year for summer fertilizer, grub prevention application, and to check evergreen trees and other plants for bagworms. Give Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call at 1-800-962-7331. For a free estimate and scouting of your plants, call Greenyard Lawn Care by FS. It's a service of M&M Service Company, the local solution for your world of needs.
The National Weather Service has posted a heat advisory. It is in effect until 7 o'clock Sunday evening. For today, sunny and hot. The high about 104 degrees. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the low 70s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny and hot. The high about 103 degrees. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, sunny and hot. Highs about 103, low temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, partly cloudy skies, 65 degrees. A couple of reminders, the Benelled Civic Center will be open as a cooling center beginning today at 8 o'clock. The Macoupin County Wild Riders Saddle Club, their activities this weekend are canceled due to the heat. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show. Brought to you this morning by the Litchfield National Bank, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive. In our farm news today, we continue our farmer checks on WSMI. We talked to Mark Nodal of the Fillmore area. He said things are dry.
Yeah, we're really starting to hurt here over the last week, and now we got these high temperatures getting ready to come over the next few days, Steph, and we don't have any moisture on top of the ground or in the ground too, so we're going to really suffer through this weekend. So we'll see what comes after that.
How's your livestock doing through all this?
The livestock's not doing too awful bad. With the lower humidity, that helps them. The high humidity is what makes them really pant and get hot in these hot days and stuff. But we keep an eye on them and stuff, make sure they have plenty of water and stuff. That's the key, is make sure they stay hydrated. So, low humidity is helping them.
Okay, how many head do you have now?
We had about 50 head of fats, and we've got rid of a few loads of them, so we don't have as many of them now, and we still probably got about 65 cows.
Okay, where do you market your cattle?
Most of them go over to Shelbyville, United Producers over there. That's where we seem like we get the best markets around here. So.
And those markets have been holding up pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah, we just got rid of a load this week, and they was hanging around $1.17 to $1.20, so that's still pretty good money. The corn price and the price of feed is starting to go up a little bit now, though.
Well, if this weather continues, that will only get worse.
Yeah, that, and we'll have lower gains and stuff, too. I mean, the cattle just don't eat as much when it gets hot, and I'm kind of the same way. You just don't feel like eating as much, and you have that high energy ration, and they just don't want to eat as much of it.
And that was Mark Nodal of the Fillmore area, and we thank him for participating in our Farmer Checks this year on WSMI Radio. We also talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink about the area's corn crop and how it's holding up under the hot and dry weather.
Unfortunately, the weather conditions probably will continue for a while. I don't see too much in the forecast in the very near future. We've talked about this before, but the critical time for corn is, 2 weeks prior during tassel and then 2 weeks after. So we're in that critical time right now for many fields. And I've been asked many times about, what effect is the drought going to have on corn at various stages. First of all, heat is not really a factor unless we're short on moisture. Heat itself is not going to cause any problems unless we have very dry soil conditions. And I was reading a study from Iowa State University not too long ago, and they were talking about 4 days of stress. What's going to happen during those 4 days of stress at various different growth stages? First of all, at the 12th to the 14th leaf stage, the potential for reducing yields is only about 5 to 10%. So we don't have too much yield loss occurring, prior to tassel. But once we get past that, yield potential drops drastically. During tassel emergence, for example, that yield potential decrease could increase to 10 to 25%. And then what the real critical time is silk emergence, which obviously is the most critical time for moisture used by plants. The 4 days of moisture stress there could be as high as a 40 to 50% yield reduction. So we're getting into that critical time in a lot of these fields. And what happens many times in drought situations is that there's what we call an asynchronization of pollen, where the tassel comes out, it starts dropping the pollen, but the silking is delayed. And many times, when the silk is fully emerged, it's, the pollen has already dropped from the top of the plant. So it's not a good synchronization, and therefore, the ear is not going to be fully fertilized. So this is what usually happens, and this is what I've been noticing. This is what the reports I've been getting from Southern Illinois, that, there just aren't any ears on these plants that are tasseled. So we are getting into this. Things don't look good right now, but of course, if we get adequate moisture here within the next several days, this later planted corn might end up being a little bit better this year than the earliest planted corn. But hopefully these weather conditions will change just a bit and get this corn crop a little bit back on track.
This synchronization you mentioned, what causes that to get out of sync?
Well, it's just the hot, dry weather. It slows the plant. This slows the development of the plant. The tassel is going to emerge, but then plant growth decreases. We talked a little bit about how the plant does not take up water, and then the growth just slows down, or in some cases stops, and then it just delays the emergence of that silk, of that ear that comes out. So and in very extreme conditions, when that silk does finally come out, there's no pollen anymore in the tassel that will fertilize the silks that emerge. Now, normally we see at least a portion of the ear that will be fertilized, and I'm sure that's going to happen again this year. But and whenever we see barren tips, this is a pretty good indication that this asynchronization occurred. And it's really not over. If dry weather continues after pollen shed, after silking, then we could start to see some kernel abortion. Just because we see the silks out and the fertilization occurring from the pollen does not necessarily mean there's going to be a kernel there. If the plant is still under stress, it could actually abort some kernels later on if this hot, dry weather is prolonged. So, unfortunately, with no rain in the forecast here the next few days, this may occur here, that we're going to run into, kernel abortion even after the fertilization process occurs.
And these are all ways that the plant itself protects itself from the heat and the heat stress, right?
Right. Whenever you see leaf roll, that's kind of a self-defense on the part of the plant. It's rolling up. It's trying to protect itself from water escape. The stomates on the surface of the leaf, you know, close up, and that causes the roll in the leaf. And when that occurs, it tells you that the plant is trying to defend itself from very dry conditions, is trying to hold on to the moisture that's within the plant.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. Yesterday, we talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade, and we asked him about the weather driving the markets, and we talked about the Department of Agriculture's stocks and planting report coming out later this morning.
They are going to update us on stocks and acreage, and I would expect to probably not see any major shockers there. I think on acres, you know, I think you could see corn to be neutral to bearish, probably a little bit higher acreage number, but the trade is expecting that. As far as the stocks report on corn, I think that's neutral to bearish as well. I think as many early bushels, even if the crop is short, we're going to have enough early bushels here in the pipeline, you know, to basically tell the trade, hey, we're going to make it until new crop supplies come online. So I don't see any major surprises there on that end of it. I don't see them adjusting the yield a whole lot, if anything at all. It's not typical they do it this time of year, but with the conditions that we've had, I wouldn't be surprised to see them make a little bit of an adjustment there, but I don't think it'll be real aggressive. As far as soybeans are concerned, I think acres, I think that's neutral to maybe even more bearish. I think as wide as the planting window was, I think there were probably a lot of acres switched from corn over to beans, especially with the price appreciation that we saw early in the spring. So I think that's the number there. On the stocks for soybeans, I think that could be neutral to slightly bullish. We've seen demand continue to go off at a pretty quick rate. We've moved a lot of soy meal demand from South America to the U.S., and that means we're crushing more beans. So I think those are the numbers to focus on tomorrow. But as you mentioned, weather is going to trump everything, and the forecast going into the next 10 days is going to be very critical. Any adjustments to the models today could have a little bit of an effect on the trade. But also have to keep in mind, you know, at the rate we've rallied here, especially in the corn market, it wouldn't be all surprising to see a little bit of a pullback today ahead of tomorrow's reports, some profit taking, some evening up ahead of those numbers, and then go from there.
And that was Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. Here's an update of the area livestock markets, and we'll join Joe Massey of the Illinois Agriculture Department in Springfield.
At the Shelbyville Livestock Auction on Tuesday, June 26th, they had 685 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to 50 cents lower, while Holstein steers sold half a dollar higher. Choice steers from $1.19 to $1.23, while selecting choice cattle were at $1.1675 to $1.18.5. Choice Holsteins from $1.1075 to $1.1525, while select and choice Holsteins were at $1.0425 to $1.1015. Choice heifers from $1.19 to $1.23, while select and choice heifers were at $1.15 to $1.1875. At the Greenville Livestock Auction on Wednesday, they had 975 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 2 to 2.5 lower, while Holstein steers, cows, bulls, and feeder cattle were not reported. Choice steers from $1.17 to $1.20, while selecting choice cattle at $1.125 to $1.17. Select steers at $1.07 to $1.13, while select and choice heifers at $1.13 to $1.1650, while select heifers were at $1.05 to $1.14.
And we thank Joe Massey from the Illinois Department of Agriculture for those livestock market reports. In some other farm news this morning, according to work done by the United States Department of Agriculture Research Service scientists, natural compounds may offer an alternative to certain antibiotics for treating young animals that are susceptible to bacterial infections. Researchers have invented a new method using chlorate and nitro compounds to significantly reduce or eliminate intestinal bacteria pathogens in animals such as piglets and calves. The United States Department of Agriculture reports the chlorate and nitro compounds have proven effective against the foodborne pathogen Salmonella and E. coli. Salmonella and certain E. coli strains cause considerable losses to the swine and cattle industries due to enteric or intestinal diseases of newborns. The combination of nitro and chlorate compounds, according to the USDA team, could offer an alternative to certain antibiotics commonly used to treat diarrheal infections in young animals. Congressional negotiators reached tentative agreement Wednesday on a long-awaited multi-billion-dollar transportation bill aimed at speeding up traffic-easing projects and boosting the nation's economic recovery. Negotiators expected to work into the night to put the finishing touches on the bill. The measure, which must be approved by the House and Senate, would keep highway and transit spending in current levels through the end of fiscal year 2014. And millions of smartphone users will soon be receiving text messages about severe weather from a sophisticated government system that can send a blanket warning to mobile devices in the path of a dangerous storm. The National Weather Service's new wireless emergency alert system offers a new way to warn Americans about menacing weather. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Right now, electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat trading at 7:37, up 11. September wheat trading at 7:55 and 3/4, up 9 and 3/4. July corn trading at 6:67 and 3/4, up 15 and 3/4. September corn trading at 6:36, up 9 and 3/4. July soybeans now trading at 14.81 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter. August beans trading at 14.58 and a quarter, that is up 12. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Litchfield National Bank, by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.